welcome to Dallas Gay Pod. This is Captain Cox. Dallas Gay Pod can be found online at dallasgaypod.com. On our website, you can find information to linking up to us on Facebook, MySpace, Flickr, and Twitter. You can also leave us feedback by calling our listener voicemail line at 206-426-1533 or emailing us at contact@dallasgaypod.com. Dallas Gay Pod is a listener-supported gay podcast that has been podcasting for over 5 years from Dallas, Texas, and Orange County, California. Thank you for downloading this week, and enjoy the show.
Your number now, I tell you, do you have a Facebook?
Well, that's the same thing. Facebook is a way to get a hold of you. It's a way to contact you. It's a way to see you. It's a way to communicate. It's the same situation. But anyways, the last one is instant gratification, which is shameful for the online dating services. And what I mean by that is that, you know, it's really a shame how so many people online are looking for like an instant spark. And I myself, being a former online dater, I went on a lot of dates that I felt like, you know, I had some potential with some of these people, no matter whether there were fireworks or not. But I was still interested in at least testing out, like, compatibility with them. But what I, you know, find and what I see now is that, unfortunately, so many are looking for, like, that elusive lightning bolt that, like, bursts from heaven's skies. And, you know, if you don't see a spark on the first date, forget it. And that's what happens a lot of the time. If there's nothing there right away, just drop it in the story, whatever. And what I have found from most recent experiences is that the longest relationships that I've ever been in, the spark was not, what do you call it, right away? It wasn't right out the bat. It wasn't, what do you call it?
You didn't see fireworks.
I didn't see fireworks right away.
You did, yeah.
But, you know, the relationship itself, like, proved to be more of a,
Potential,
you know, 2.5 years is potential, you know, I guess. So to me, you know, that's one of the things with the internet dating, especially for gay men, because gay men are only interested, well, I shouldn't say only, mostly interested in the size of your cock and if you're top or bottom. And unfortunately, that goes back to the instant gratification thing. And for me, that's another one of the, I guess you would say, the bust when it comes to gay relationships or online dating. Online dating is what I'm speaking about. So does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So what about, we've had some TV shows that have gone on since we, oh shit. Oh. Man. Well, of course, obviously, last week was the season finale of American Idol. Fonda.
Yeah, I'm listening.
And your
And I called it. I was not surprised. I told everyone how it was going to happen.
Why?
You can ask. Well, okay, what we had the week before? We had Danny Gokey and Adam Lambert and what was the other guy, Chris Martin? Danny Gokey left. Danny Gokey had a huge following. All
yeah,
of those
he wasn't
people.
That good and he was
those,
really cocky.
Honey, can I finish?
Of course.
I'm not talking about how good he was or anything. He had a lot of followers. Well, when he was gone, all of those people, their vote then went to Chris Martin. We were sitting out there the day of, I was talking to Donnie, and he was talking about American Idol. He goes, but we know who's going to win. Adam Lambert's going to win. I said, no, I don't think so. I said, he's going to, because that other guy, Chris Martin, is going to get all the Gokey votes.
See.
And that's what happens.
Well, see, I didn't look at it from that perspective, but there's this big conspiracy theorist going on. Have you read any about that?
Yes, it's stupid.
Well, here's apparently what happened. AT&T, the official sponsor, apparently sent a bunch of free cell phones to Chris Allen's, like,
was that his name? I was
parties.
Calling Chris Martin.
What are we calling him? Chris Martin?
Yeah, sorry, Chris. Chris Allen.
Chris Allen. So fans at these organized parties for Chris Allen could shoot off votes for the now winner. Not only that, but AT&T representatives also showed up at the parties and showed them how to quote-unquote power text, which means sending 10-plus messages at once, which is technically illegal by the American Idol rules. Nothing similar apparently was done for Adam Lambert. So, you know, it's maybe not possible. Maybe it is. I'm not sure that a few AT&T phones and a couple of pro Allen parties may have swayed the end results. Who knows? But it is a little fishy that AT&T was able to promote and send these free phones to the Chris Allen parties and then show this power voting thingy, they call it. I don't know.
Well, you know, either way, Adam Lambert's got a career. I don't think he would have made an American Idol the way American Idol is supposed to be. I don't see him being like a pop top 40 person. I see him winning a lot and lots of Tonys. I see him doing Broadway.
I find that very segregationalist, racist, and sexist of you.
I'm talking about his style.
I'm kidding.
I'm not talking about his sexuality.
I think he's very unique and very different and very interesting.
He is, but not. He's not top 40. He's not pop.
Maybe he is.
He's not your top
40.
Honey, do you listen to the radio?
Not very often. Well, I do, honey, but it's the AM channels. It's the talk radio.
No, he's a novelty in my eyes. I think he's a phenomenal talent. Don't get me wrong. But let's face it, there aren't a whole lot of phenomenal talents in top 40.
Hello. You're looking at one.
Yes? No, shut up.
I don't know. I thought it was very interesting. I thought it was a very interesting point that they sent all these phones to Chris Allen's fans, and nothing happened for Mr. What's his
Adam
name?
Lambert.
Adam Lambert. Don't know.
Now, Adam Lambert, mark my words, Adam Lambert is going to be headlining in Vegas.
Well, and that's
He's going to be the new Wayne Newton
of no,
Vegas.
Oh, not Wayne Newton. What's the other guy with the blonde hair, big blonde hair? He was on American Idol last season. Oh, come on. Are you a Fanilo? What's the guy's name? Fanilo. Are you a Fanilo? Come on, Fonda. This is like from your generation.
I don't. Barry Manilow?
Barry Manilow. Thank you.
Okay. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. I thought you were talking about American Idol contestant. I was like, who?
No, you're saying like he's going to Vegas and he's going to be this next whatever.
Yeah.
No, I see him being like.
Yeah, he's going to be the next Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you about this. This is something right up your alley. Gay and straight, bisexual, transgendered. This is an excellent. I've never known anything about these sites before. I looked them all up this week, and I think this is going to be a good time for you trying out the new whatever website it is that you are on, Match.com, I guess. But have you heard about these places online where you can go and like confess all of your like relationship sins?
No.
Well, you know, the internet has proven to be a great way to get rid of a lot of junk. And I'm not talking about eBay. So, you know, there's like so many forums and things going on from like Craigslist to Lovelorn. All these different websites now have popped up where you can go to confess your tangled sex webs that we've all at some point or another have woven. The net is a perfectly anonymous way to publicize the party in your pants, and we love to read every juicy detail. After the jump, some of the favorites that have established the way on my computer screen, I present to you at this time. So there's a website called Kiss and Dish, all right? Are you looking
okay.
it up?
Is it, A-N-D?
K-I-S-S-A-N-D. Let me actually pull it up here. It's kissandanddish.com. And what Kiss and Dish provides is you register, and the register folks and the site's bloggers, like the Bromosexuals and the Date Rents Repeat Girl, reveal their sex and love issues in personal essays. Then the rest of us chime in with our advice and critique. So that's kissanddish.com. That's number one. Confessions Post. Confessions Post lets anyone say anything, including, quote, I'm done watching porn and masturbating forever. May God forgive me and help me succeed. Pray for me, please. Obviously, the site is editor-free, so you can really let loose. That's called confessionspost.com. My favorite, all-time favorite, is called, let me pull up the actual web address for you here. It's www.sorry-mom.com. What's great about sorry-mom.com is that you can actually upload pictures of whoever you're dating or just got done dating, and they will post them. You have to, like, put a little black box across their eyeballs. But anyway, Sorry Mom basically provides stories about what happened between you and that hipster DJ. I Bang the Worst Dudes, Sorry Mom, that's what the blog is called, is a blog that lets any woman spill her tale of woes and wow. So, and like I mentioned before, it also includes a hot, steamy photo. So you can put any photo up there you want as long as the actual eyeballs are blocked out. Another one that is pretty entertaining is called Nerves Dating Confessional. And the actual website for that is called nerve.com/datingconfessions. Getting back to that, Nerve Dating Confessionals. Just before Valentine's Day of 2008, nerve.com launched its online relationship confessional. It's a sexy site and has a personal section, so once you have gotten over your breakup, you can get back on the, you know, dating train and hook your shit up. So, and then plus you can rate other members that you've dated or gone out on date with, so all the lady folks and all the manacle folks know exactly what the hell is going on. Another one's called Smith Magazine's X Project, and this one is right down the alley of anyone who is, I shouldn't say is, anyone who actually has an ex. And basically what's going on over here at smithmag.net/myex is it's a classy webzine giving readers the chance to blab about their exes online with a 1,500 word limit. It's a big middle finger to Twitter and your ex. Two birds, one stone. And then True Confessions, spelled T-R-U-U, Confessions, whether you're single and ready to mingle or you've lived or you're a live strong mom, you can dish your dirt on trueconfessions.com. It's a site that offers different sections of keyboard strokes for different folks. And it's quite entertaining, nonetheless, to read. And anyway, so I would follow, and you can follow most of these guys on Twitter and Facebook. But we'll link them up on our little weekly story, blah, blah, blah. Like I said, it's quite entertaining. I didn't know the shit was out there. I didn't know you could go out there and talk about shit about other people and people that you've dated and not get sued for it. Now there's a venue. And what I've learned is that you just got to block out their eyes, honey. Then you can say and do whatever the fuck you want.
Did you, speaking of funny things and websites, you know, one of our favorites is the text from last night.
.com. Yes.
Oh, I love the one I posted yesterday.
Oh, I didn't
I know
see
you
it.
Must have read it.
No.
Oh, this is so funny. It's from area code 801. And it says, this was the text. It says, how do you clear previous Safari searches on an iPhone? I asked my brother to Google something for me, and big penis, Empire Chinese food, and reverse cowgirl popped up.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I read that. I just laughed and laughed. It was so funny.
That is pretty freaking amazing.
That was. Yeah, that was my favorite one yesterday.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I haven't looked
at
them today.
I just wanted to say, everyone in Phoenix who joined us for Big Hair Bingo, we had a great time, great turnout. We almost gave away almost $800 worth of cash prizes to those who participated,
awesome.
Which was amazing. Myself,
I wish I could have been there.
Maxi P, Weinstock performed a number, which you will hear the song towards the end of this episode because it was a great song. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to play the song in this episode. If you want to hear the song, you can actually hear it and see it at DallasGayPod.com on the first icon on our homepage. And it's Jazana Stranger and Maxi P Weinstock performing Just a Quick Sniff, or otherwise known as the Popper Song. But it was a great time. We had a great time Memorial Day in Phoenix. We had great barbecues and pool time and hanging out with our old gal pals, Darren and Marty and Sarah Grumbly and Rebecca Greenberg and Jeremy Davis. And I don't want to forget anyone. Melissa was there. Robert was there. We had a great time. Did I say Maxi P. Weinstock? She was there.
You did.
It was a great time. We were at Cobalt Bar. They were great. They gave us great deal on drinks, and it was just a perfect, excellent time. We are actually looking for a new host for Big Hair Bingo in Southern California for July 4th weekend. So if anyone knows of a location, gay or straight, that would host a bunch of gays dressed up with hair, gays or straights dressed up with hair, we had all kinds of people there. It's really going to be beneficial to the bar or the location. We'll bring in a lot of people. It's a lot of fun. And it's a great way to be a part of the community and make a difference. And look us up. Email us at contact@dallasgaypod.com. So we mentioned that. And like I said, Jazana Stranger and Maxi P. Weinstock performed. All of their videos are on dallasgaypod.com. Did you go to Memorial Day at the Grapevine on the 24th?
I did. I did.
I was going to mention that last episode and I forgot. How was it?
Yeah. Oh, man. Me and Cuckoo Panties and my friend Shirley went, and another girl that we've reconnected with from high school came. I haven't seen her in like 20 years.
Oh, really?
She came. Yeah. It was. We had a great time. Becca came. Of course, Harley was there.
Right.
Or, not Harley. Shitsa Splinta. And, me and Cuckoo Panties got kind of cuckoo crazy. We wound up coming home at 5 o'clock in the morning, and my friend, Brett was with us because he couldn't drive. So we all crashed here and slept till 2 o'clock in the morning. And
cool.
I got up and made eggs. I got up and made egg sandwiches and everybody went home.
Everybody went home with some gas.
Yeah. No, we had a great time. It was a lot of fun. I was up there last night too. I went up there and met Becca, and we had so much fun up there last night. There was hardly any people there. And we played basketball and pool, and we just—it was like a little part. It was like a little private party almost, because there wasn't a whole lot of people there.
Oh, that's super fun.
It's a lot of fun.
That is super fun.
Mm-hmm. I want to read this though, because this reminds me of me and you. I was looking at texts from last night. Here's one from area code 204. This is so me and you. It said, "It wasn't long before I skipped the martini glass and went straight to drinking from the shaker."
Say that again.
It wasn't long before I skipped the martini glass and went straight to drinking from the shaker.
Oh, yes. Amen. Praise him. Every
day. That's us.
That is us. Well, I have a list of people. I may have mentioned their names last week. I'm not sure. But if I have, please forgive me. I hadn't marked them off the list, so I'm going to mark them off right now. Dr. Mark and Tulsa Scott. Did we talk about them?
No, I need to talk about them real briefly since we get to talk about them. Like, We had malfunction last week and didn't get to everything. These were two great guys that I met, surprisingly, at the Grapevine. Tulsa Scott moved here to Dallas, and he met Dr. Mark, was it?
Yes.
Is that what I said, Dr.?
Yes.
And so now they're a couple, and he was here visiting. So now they're together, and he's moving here. And he said the cutest thing. He said he told his mom about him, and his mom was like, "Well, you little stinker. You get to Dallas, and you're there 20 minutes and meet a doctor."
Yes.
That's what we all want.
That's
but they
funny.
Were super. They were super. I gave them cards. They were real excited about listening. And so hopefully y'all are listening. And
hopefully.
Hey, I'll see y'all. Great. Bye.
All right. Perfect. That's Dr. Mark and Tulsa Scott. And next up, we have DJ Odyssey, spelled O-D-Y-S-I. Keep the vibe moving. And he joined us on MySpace, actually. We have Rob DeLuca, I believe, D-U-L-U-C-A of Earth, which I guess is a band. The lesbians from the center, Dallas. Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hey, girl.
Dallas Chip. His name is Chip L, period. Does that ring a bell to you?
No.
Chip Lassiter.
I don't know that name.
Okay. Hello, Dallas Chip. Alex. Hello, Alex. I forget where Alex is from. Anastasia Daniels. Wherever you're listening from, thank you for downloading. Evan Fee, spelled F-E-E. Hello, Evan, and thanks for listening. Zax, Z-A-K-S, House of Rock. They are a band that is near the Lakeview Entertainment District, or that's where they perform. And so, hello and welcome to all of you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and downloading, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I can't end the episode yet. I've got some more shit I want to cover. So I.
Oh, wait. I got to say something, though.
Say
real
it,
quickly.
Girl.
Because I just watched this today. I don't know if you've seen it yet. I watched it online because I missed it when it was on, I think, night before last. New show. It's new to the States. It's from London. It's based on the life of Simon Doonan. And Simon Doonan is like the. A window dresser from Barney's. He just, you know, he's a pioneer in window dressing. And it's him growing up as a little gay guy in a little town in London. And he's got a little gay friend. It follows them through his life with his crazy family. It's called Beautiful People.
Okay.
I watched the first episode today online. I give it 2 thumbs up. It's really funny and really good. He grew up in like the late 70s, early 80s. So all the music and the clothes and the things they talk about, is it's real nostalgic. So check it out. That's it.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, speaking, since you went into TV shows, let's discuss this whole Real Housewives of New Jersey bullshit.
Girl, I found her. I found it.
Are you not totally, like, I saw your link on Facebook, and we'll post it on our website. We found, or Fonda found the mugshots from the book, and what was the name of the book again?
Cop Without a Badge.
Cop Without a Badge.
It's now out of print, but you can find it on Amazon.com.
Well, let me share with you what I'm excited for, because this is what's really tickling my goat for next week.
Thank you.
Red or white?
Nothing too heavy. But at the risk of being interrupted, I wanted to, like, let you guys know that I was speaking with my girlfriend, Karen, and she's like, I'd heard a few rumors.
There are some rumors going around that I sleep with married men, and a trainer came to my house, and I offered him sex in exchange for training me.
First of all, I don't even look at a married man.
I know that.
And for me to chase somebody down who makes $25,000 a year?
No, I mean,
excuse me. I owe more than that to Neiman Marcus right now.
I just want you to know from my point of view on that, in case you're an endangerment to my husband, my kids, or me, like, I really don't give a shit what you do on your free time.
I was violated by things being said about me and people assuming that it was, maybe true. Let's take a week and then talk to Danielle about it.
It was just a really uncomfortable situation for me because you want me to bring it to your attention.
Use some logic first.
I don't spend time with Jacqueline and Danielle together, so I don't know much about their relationship.
I'm the single person getting judged for being single, period.
No. I'm just saying,
by people who don't even know anything about
finish?
Me. No, you can't, because you really stepped in the poo-poo.
Okay.
She gets off on drama, and I don't. I have no patience. I'm like, cut it right out.
This was absurd. Now
so
you know
don't want
this
me
is absurd. Yeah,
you don't want
bring
me
it to my attention.
Bring it to your attention.
But then help me hunt that person down and give them a new way. By the process of elimination, I'm no stupid idiot. I've been around a long time.
I don't even want to go there.
I will figure it out.
I don't even know who it was.
And my gut's telling me you're lying, but okay.
It's clear to me that Danielle is telling Jacqueline things that are not true. I'm not out to get you. I don't care that much. I don't know you.
To be honest with you, I'm super, super passionate about you.
Danielle, you know, when she becomes your friend, she gets very attached. And, you know, sometimes it makes me want to step back.
For someone to say that I'm inappropriate to be around, that hurts. So just for the future references, no.
Okay, but as a friend, let me just say this.
The future references, come to me.
I don't care if you're inappropriate.
And nip this in the bud. But I'm not.
I'm honest and I'm real. I did tell her I had a past, but I don't tell her specifics. There's certain things that are saved for another time.
All right, resolution.
Okay.
Everything wasn't okay, but I rolled with it.
Honey, there's a lot of drama going on in this show.
Yep.
And
you're talking about some hot-blooded Italian women from New Jersey.
Girl, and you know what was funny is that a lot of the reviews before the show actually came out, they were stating that they didn't know exactly how, if there would be this drama created to make the season good. Honey, there is some drama going on up in Jersey City, no doubt. What do you think
they
about
didn't
all
have
this
to.
With her?
Well, I don't think they had to create it. All they did was just find someone who had already lived it. All they had to do was just step in it, you know?
She's a skanky hoe. Is that what you're picking up? Is
yeah.
that the vibe you're getting?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, she's on a date with that guy, and she's like, hey, we can slip off in the bathroom and have a quickie. And they're in a nice restaurant.
They're in a nice restaurant.
Who does that?
She's got two little girls. You know, the girls, you know, if I had kids, let me tell you what would happen if I had kids right now. I would not be out there on TV shows proclaiming or self-proclaiming my whorish ways. That shit is going to be on national TV. Those kids... Friends?
Their friends at school are going to see it,
see
and
that?
Their parents. No one's going to let them come
Nobody's
over.
Nobody's going to let them hang out with them. She is being a selfish fuck nut.
Yeah.
And I think it's ridiculous.
You know, we all want fame and fortune and all that kind of stuff, right. But at what price? She doesn't have a price.
Well,
she don't
does,
care.
Honey, but it's a very cheap price.
Well, yeah.
And it's going to be at the
yeah,
cost
that's what I'm
and
saying.
The expense of her children. And that, to mm-hmm. me, is unfortunate. So... You know,
well, and, you know, I wish I knew more about – listen, we're talking like we know him. I wish I knew more about the situation with her ex-husband. I know that they haven't been able to settle, but I'm wondering – I mean, if he was a decent man, which I can't imagine anybody decent being married to her, he'd be over there taking them kids away.
Yeah.
They don't need to be exposed to that.
Well, I don't know. Next week we're going to talk about it. We're going to find out what comes out with this book because hopefully they're going to expose what was in the book this next week. Like I said, you found the mugshot online somewhere, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, supposedly back in a former life, she was a co-core.
She is a hot tranny mess. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, wrapping this all up for Dallas Gay Pod episode number 102, I want to talk about this big Proposition 8 was upheld by the California Supreme Court this week. And, of course, got a lot of reaction from the gay community and supporters of the gay community. And, you know, there was my Facebook was tore up with a bunch of comments. I tore up a couple other people's Facebooks with a bunch of comments and blah, 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 blah. So it's a heavily debated, quite contentious debate within the gay community itself between people like myself and other homosexuals and other people who support and don't support and blah, 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 back and forth on different people's Facebook pages. So I just want to give some highlights with some of the big deals. I don't know if anybody remembers back to when Obama gave his big speech in Chicago. I believe it was in Chicago when he accepted the nomination and he called out the gays and the lesbian community, the LGBT community or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to reform the DADT and all that crap.
He was going to reform all these things. He made all these promises, said that he's not going to stand for anything less than fair protection and equality for all citizens of the United States and blah, 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 blah. So I've got three clips and then we're done. They're not very long. The first one is the White House reaction to the California Supreme Court upholding Prop 8. And so this is the White House spokesperson. I forget his name. But this was the reaction from the White House.
George,
Robert, do you have any reaction to the California Supreme Court decision on Prop 8?
I have not talked to the president about it. I think the issues that the issues involved are ones that you know where the president stands. Thanks, guys.
You know where the president stands, really? So why isn't the president out being the free voice leader that he said he was going to be, you know, previous to November?
Well, and this is a big deal. How can you not know what his stance is? If you work for him and you're his press person, whatever they're called, and you don't know where he stands on this, this is a hot issue, people. Hot.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, yeah, and that's it. Why would the press secretary come out and say that he's saying, like, well, duh, he's already covered it. You should all know what he says or what he all feels for the issue. But no, this is a new situation. Now we're dealing with the Supreme Court of California coming in and upholding the law, which I'm not saying my friends know exactly where I stand as far as this Prop 8 business goes, but still, it's a practical issue of the matter. For or against, you know, come on. You're just going to be silent? What do we know about silence? Especially as an African-American man that he is, if his people were silent, you know, 50 years ago, would he be in the office of the President of the United States? You know what I'm saying? Remaining silent mm-hmm. doesn't do anything or any good for anyone. And for somebody who campaigned on the promise that he was going to be the drum major of equality for all, gay, straight, heterosexual, lesbian, bisexual, whatever they are, everyone, equal protection under law, and you're going to be silent and you're going to send your spokesman out there on the day that the California Supreme Court rules in favor of not protecting and not providing equality to all, you're not going to have a comment? That to me is a little ridiculous. But bringing it back down to a little more mainstream, more calm state of existence, Dustin Lance Black, who is the executive writer for the movie Harvey Milk, he was interviewed on, I believe this came from ABC's Good Morning America, and this is what he had to say right after the Supreme Court announced their decision. It was pretty good.
Why do you think Prop 8 passed in the first place?
You know, I think that we didn't quite look at, you know, to our history. When Harvey Milk was so great. Harvey Milk, he understood that we need to reach out, we need to educate, we needed to come out of the closet and speak for ourselves. And you didn't see any gay and lesbian people in the ads or the literature. And we didn't represent. We didn't reach out. And I think that's what we got to do this time is we have to, thankfully, we've now identified the communities that vote against us, right, thanks to Proposition 8, and we need to reach out to them.
And that's a very simple point. You know, there's a mm-hmm. lot of this protesting.
This generation needs a Harvey Milk.
Well, that's true.
Agreed or no?
Yes, definitely. But, you know, it's a simple principle. It's a simple practical issue. We don't make change. We don't produce change by calling people names, which has been a lot of heated debate within the blogs that I've been responding to and discussing with other people. We don't create that change by calling people like the Mormons, you know, ignorant bigots, all these different names that we're calling people. That does nothing to promote the cause. And what needs to happen is that, and this goes back to the whole California or Miss California thing with Perez Hilton. Somebody like that who is leading, quote unquote, you know, in the limelight and in the media for our community, who is trash talking evangelicals and Christian conservatives. The problem is that they're not stupid, they're not bigots, they're uninformed. And is it our fault because they're uninformed, or is it their fault that they're uninformed? I personally believe that our message has failed. If we had an effective message that reached out and touched them on an emotional, personal level, we would make far greater progress than what we have by standing up on the street, demanding different things, demanding rights, you know, marching, picketing, doing all these things, calling people names. There's a song out, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, called Fuck You, that they're dedicating to the Mormons and the evangelical Christians. You know, fuck you, very. It's a great song, yeah, but it's great when it's not directed towards a group of people because it's very offensive and it's hate. It's really, truly hate. When you call a group of people out, you tell them to fuck you because they voted against what you are voting for? No, that's ridiculous. And then the final clip I have is Harvey Milk's nephew. He was at a rally a few days ago, just before the Supreme Court's decision, and this was his words directed towards President Obama.
Must remind our president, our great leader, Barack Obama. We had a great victory. We elected the first person of color But we must remind him to fulfill his campaign pledges to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And I know many in the administration are discussing how to do that. But while they are discussing how to do that, we have brave LGBTQ soldiers who are being fired every week. We must remind the president to fulfill his campaign pledges to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. And I know that there are many good people in the administration who are discussing how to do that. But while they're discussing that, those in the communities where we have chosen to get married, in the five states where it's now legal, they're being denied vital federal benefits. So we must insist. We must remind the president and Congress to pass the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Act. How could this be a discussion? We have LGBT people, while they're discussing how to pass this, that are being violently victimized because they are who they are every single day all across the country. And in many states, because we have no federal legislation, we cannot even report it as a hate crimes act. One more note on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Recently, the White House said that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is against our national interest, and the president supports full equality in the military, but wants Congress to take a stand. We must remind the president that President Truman did not think it necessary to desegregate the military, and he did not seek to do it through Congress, he did it through executive order. So we must remind our first person of color in the White House that we have another community that does not have equality, and he can do some things as President Truman did. Equality is quite simple, it's not complicated. You either have full equality or you don't. So I know that we're here and we're enjoying ourselves, but we do have people all across the world. I just came back from Rotterdam, and Western Europe has a lot of progressive laws, but they look, and they told me they look to not only the US, but they look to California. They look to California as a beacon of light and a beacon of hope. So please, if Harvey resonated with you, if the movie Milk resonated with you, if you listened to that message and you said, you know, I'm enjoying the freedoms that we have in the LGBT community that we didn't have 30 years ago, I certainly am. But we have more to do, and we need you. As Harvey would say, we need you, and we need you, and we need you, and we need you.
So anyways, that was Harvey Milk's nephew, and that was his statement that he made, basically saying the importance of reminding President Obama that he must act. He was elected by the GLBT community to provide some action for this cause, and he's been basically, you know, is that the pizza man calling, honey?
No, I don't know who it is. Oh. I just let it ring.
But President Obama has been, you know, primarily silent on the issue, and it's time that he takes a stand. It's time, you know, he campaigned on equality for all. He campaigned on protecting GLBT community rights and legislation and the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and he said nothing. And he's done nothing.
Well, and I tell you what, the best poster boy for the Don't Ask, Don't Tell getting it repealed is Dan Choi. Have you listened to any of his interviews or anything?
I don't think I've ever heard of him.
Oh my gosh, really?
Apparently.
Seriously? Oh my gosh, Dan Choi was a member of the military. He's an American Asian, or Asian American, I guess is what. And he was open about his sexuality, and as a result, has been kicked out of the military.
Oh, you
this
know what?
Is a guy, I think he graduated from West Point.
Yes.
He's a phenomenal, phenomenal guy and a true American and loves his country and loves the military.
I can't get
and he can, He speaks like five or six languages.
Yes. I take it
back. He can speak Arabic. He was very beneficial. And they, because he's gay, I mean, come on.
I take it back. He was out here in Orange County about 2 weeks ago. He did a seminar discussion.
And he's going to be at the Meet in the Middle March in Fresno.
Yeah, I know exactly who
there's
talking.
I know you don't look at MSNBC.com, but there is an interview with him on there. It's really good. You should check it out.
Tell me his name again. So
it's on there today. Dan Choi, and it's spelled Dan, of course, D-A-N, and Choi is C-H-O-I.
Oh, like boy with an I.
Yeah, exactly. He's a boy choy. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
but
cool.
I mean, he's a great voice for this, and you can't help but like this guy. So if you don't know who he is, school yourself, learn who he is.
Well, we will, honey. And with that, we're going to leave you today with the new Defenders of Freedom. It's a new repeal Prop 8. Advertisement campaign, the videos I posted on my Facebook. You're going to hear this one. There's a couple more. So if you want to check it out, go online and look them up. And our website is DallasGayPod.com. You can join us on Twitter at DallasGayPod, all one word. And we also have a listener voicemail line. Share your thoughts, your comments, complaints, whatever, with us at 206-426-1533. And
give us a call. We'll make you famous. We won't say your name, but we'll put you on the air if you're funny.
Put you on the air, honey. Put you on the air. 206-426-1533.
Absolutely.
And that's all I got.
Okay. Honey. All right there. Well, you have a good night out there in Orange County.
Oh, well, I will, honey. The clouds are, the marine layer's coming back in. It's going to be a chilly one tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make it an early night myself. So anyway, folks, thanks for listening. And with that, chilled martinis and a warm fuzzy buzz. Good night, y'all.
My pussy.
Why do you do that?
Yes, folks, we've done it. We have saved traditional marriage from the homosexual menace that threatened to destroy it. Yeah. We're going to keep fighting. We are going to keep protecting traditional marriage.
Right.
Next up, the Gunderson marriage.
Yeah!
What?
Well, Cindy, we all know you weren't exactly a virgin when you got married.
What are you talking about?
I have here a signed deposition from one Todd the Rod Stevens, quarterback of your high school football team.
It was the prom.
The Bible is pretty clear about this. You were supposed to be stoned to death when your husband discovered that you weren't a virgin on your wedding night. Way to drop the ball, Eric.
I'm sorry.
Ow!
So, everybody in favor of dissolving the Gunderson marriage? People! Are we obeying the Bible or not? You know, the Bible?
The inerrant word of God?
So, everybody in favor of dissolving the Gunderson marriage?
No.
Motion carried.
Wait, you can't do this.
Honey,
wait,
no.
We're going to miss you too. And next up, we have the O'Briens.
What? What's wrong with our marriage?
Weren't you married before, Chris?
Yeah, but I got a divorce.
Divorce is not the sort of traditional value we are trying to promote. So, everybody in favor of breaking up the O'Briens?
Aye. Motion carries.
But we have kids!
And now you have bastards. Bye-bye. And now let's talk about the Schwarzkopfs.
Huh?
That whole Christians and Jews marrying thing. Not very traditional. Everybody in favor of nixing that?
Aye.
Motion carries.
You can't do this! This is America!
Oh, sorry. Majority rules. And next up we have the Phillips.
What? Oh, you are not trying this.
It's not very traditional to have blacks and whites intermarry. And it just kind of bothers me to think about the two of you having... Well, we're just going to have to break you up. Everybody...
Aye.
Thank you so.
No.
This is kind of fun. And now we have the Johnston Carmichael. Am I the only one who finds that whole hyphenated last name kind of pretentious? Break him up?
Aye.
Hey.